This is the last Angry Man podcast. I think this podcast does some good. Don't you think so?
My comments. The first comment was done in this spirit. I believe that we're going to win. I believe that. And by the way, if I didn't think that, I wouldn't have our troops there. That's what you got to know.
I think that was the best he could do, and it wasn't too bad for him. But what is he doing? We just had an election, and you, the people who went out to vote, including me, wanted a pretty close to an immediate withdrawal from Iraq. And it looks like quite the opposite is starting to happen. So a surge, as they call it, of 30,000 more troops will be heading towards Iraq after the first of the year. 30,000 more Americans who are risking their lives for what? A cause that I'm not sure anybody can explain, including the president.
We're going to succeed.
It's almost as though he's begun to believe that if he wishes it would happen, it will happen. He also sounds sad there, like defeated. Fact is, he is defeated. A referendum by the American people says it's over, time to leave. They want a reduction in troops in Iraq. And what is he planning? What we're now beginning to learn is that the president pictures more troops, wants to put more troops in Baghdad in harm's way, more troops that can be shot at, maimed, and killed, and a bigger army, which we don't need. The only reason we would need a bigger army is because our army is stuck in a quagmire in Iraq and in civil war. That's the only reason we would need a bigger army. But of course, the president is always listening to his commanders, and that's how he makes decisions. Some perspective on the situation. This was 8 weeks ago.
Absolutely, we're winning.
This was today.
We're not succeeding nearly as fast as I wanted.
To say the least. In October, the president said this about his commanders and generals in the field.
If they want more troops, they get more troops. If they want less troops, they get less troops.
Well, that was a tough one, but he did get it out.
If they want less troops, they get less troops.
This was yesterday.
The opinion of my commanders is very important. They are, bright, capable, smart people, whose opinion matters to me a lot.
Here's how Jim Mikuláševski reported it on NBC News today.
Many military leaders that we're talking to still oppose a surge. They still believe it won't work and will put more Americans at risk. As one senior military official put it today, it'll be like throwing kerosene on a fire.
If they want more troops, they get more troops. If they want less troops, they get less troops.
Well, I'm confused, but I guess a lot of us are, so we'll just have to wait till after the holidays for the president to decide, because he's the decider, what he wants to do about the troops that are going to Iraq. More troops, less troops. Have to decide. But first, he'll have to learn what this war is about, what the objective is, and then explain it all to us. I want a president who can sustain himself, govern himself, and defend himself. That's the kind of president I want. Then, of course,
government that can a country that can sustain itself, govern itself, defend itself.
I think that's a great policy. But first, the president has to be able to do the same thing about his own policies. Why? The president needs to defend himself about why he needs a bigger army. Why we need more troops in Iraq. What about that windfall from the end of the Cold War we're supposed to have seen? We never did really see that now, did we? Is this really a policy, by the way? When you hear this next statement, is it really mean anything? And if so, what? And how do you achieve that goal?
A country which can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself.
He keeps saying that. And I keep saying, this is the last Angry Man saying, keep thinking, America. We'll get there someday. Have a great one. Podcast Capital of the World. Good night.